Hi, everyone. Well, today is Monday. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. This is the Healing Highway. The date today is the 16th of April, 2018. So let's clear the date away from everyone who is listening. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, we'll energize the light being on your monitor screen or screens, bringing peace energy to you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels good. If you have a situation going on that's bothering you, just think about it now. We'll release that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll bring our co-host down, Elizabeth. So are you all ready to go, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, or good morning, depending on where you're listening. We have listeners probably listening from all over the world. So we thank you all for joining us on the Healing Highway. This is Creation Lightship Healing, and we're live, as we are usually every Monday. And you can email your questions regarding Ron's clearings or healings to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you prefer to submit questions anonymously, you can always do that through our bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings homepage, as well as through Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. There's always a link at the top while the shows are live, and you can follow and email us that way if you have any questions about the healings, the clearings. Perhaps you were on some of the conference calls. Perhaps you were maybe on some of the live shows from the past week, and you'd like to respond to how Ron's sample healings affected you. And we just have a new special call coming up, which I'll announce probably a couple of times, but it's coming up on Saturday from 1 to 3 Pacific, 4 to 6 Eastern. It's only $20, and it's called the Brain Cell Rejuvenation Healing Session. So at the beginning of the year, Ron had asked about a lot of different kinds of calls people would like to have, and I believe this was one of them that was suggested and mentioned. So we're doing it now, and hopefully everybody can set aside some time to be on that call. The only prerequisites for that are the emotional body clearing and the mental body clearing. So if you haven't had those clearings and you'd like to join the call, make sure you can get on and do those, and they're wonderful and will also affect your life in a hopefully positive way and make you more peaceful and less attached to emotional drama and mind control energy, which are things that, if you are just joining us for the first time, kind of control you and don't let you be at peace and don't let you be in the moment, which is what we're all about here. So, Ron, we have a couple of questions coming in already for the evening. And so the first question this listener is asking about how long does it take to charge food and water, and how long does the charge last for that?
Well, the charging, I would say 5 minutes would be a lot. More than likely, probably a minute or two. You'd want to just experiment with it and see. If you're charging food and it's already cooked, we'll say, you may do like one sample plate, a little bit of it, and do it for like a minute, and then get the same amount and do it for 2 minutes, and another one for maybe 3 minutes, and just see if it takes longer. But typically, a minute should probably be adequate. How long is it going to last? Well, you should be eating the food. So, you know, it's designed for you in the present moment. So just eat the food, you know, and that's what I would say. You know, if it's going to be leftovers that you're going to put in your refrigerator, then you're going to want to recharge it again, because you're going to be, you know, quite a ways away from when you charged it up before. I would say probably your body is going to change a lot, probably every 4 hours. So I would say you probably have a 4-hour window to where that would be sufficient for you. On charging water, that's a little different. But as far as, you know, food, yes, so that's what I would do. So back to you, Elizabeth, if you have anything else you want to add to that.
Well, there might be a little bit of a clarification here because this listener particularly doesn't have a phone. So he's wondering if you're able to charge without having a phone. And I think you can. You would just, like, obviously they have a computer. So I think you could just do it online, right? There's a special section on creationlightship.com for water activation, personal water activation, and personal object activation. So you could probably use that for the food. In fact, if you go to that, there is actually a picture, a very helpful picture of the light being surrounded by all kinds of different personal objects like, you know, money, food, cake, a scarf, things of that nature. So you can definitely do it that way. I don't think not having a phone would be a problem, right, Ron?
I doubt it, yeah.
Yeah, and then it says, so I guess, yeah, you could just do that at will. And I guess, again, how long does it take while they're holding the Merkaba? Meaning, I think if they have a divinely activated picture, so that, I don't know if they've already charged that or if they're asking to recharge that. But I don't know. Do you have any input on that, Ron, the pictures and how long they take to activate?
Well, you can't charge pictures on the website.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now, if you have and you purchase a Merkaba from us, then I will charge it for you when you receive it. And then you could put that, you know, like underneath your food.
Oh, okay.
Charging a picture, it's not designed for that. In fact, I believe it's stated that way now on the website that, you know, pictures, photos cannot be charged.
Okay, so yeah, so maybe just drop an email and, you know, figure out. I mean, I'm guessing maybe the Merkaba has already been charged. I'm not clear on that. So maybe if this person's listening, they can just send us a little bit of clarification. It seems like there's maybe a couple of things going on there. But yeah, divine water activation and personal object activation are both, if you scroll down a ways on the left-hand side of the website, you can find those and purchase them and do them at your convenience. There's no, you know, time limit on that. And I think you have about 24 hours to use the water. So you can also, I mean, this is a little bit different, but you can also join the weekly Wednesday calls. That's where Ron does the 7 bottles of water for the week. So that's another way you can get the light-infused water. All right, so we'll move on for a minute here. And another listener wrote in and said, I ran people's names who I was habitually thinking about yesterday in the Be Here Now clearing. It worked great to neutralize any issues or feelings regarding those people. Today I feel very peaceful. I dealt with a situation that would have put me before in fear and anxiety without those emotions. I've been doing clearings for about 2 years, and I'm now almost completely believing they work. I'm a very mental and skeptical guy, but moving ever more into light and peace.
That's good.
Yeah, that's very cool. And yes, you'll definitely have more peace, especially if you are somebody who spends a lot of time in your mind or the mental realm. So, and the mental body clearing, which we mentioned at the top of the show, also works really well from that. Ron, somebody's asking questions about the Chinese time traveling soldiers. Would you like to take that?
I'm not connected to what they're doing right now, but you could read the question.
Okay.
See if
they
I
were
can
just
give an
asking,
answer to it.
Okay. They were just asking how You mentioned recently that you had never seen the Chinese time-traveling soldiers until very recently, and they're wondering, how did they come to be enlisted?
Well, they were automatically called upon. Every government, I'll say, every country has time-traveling soldiers working with us. So what I was talking about at the time when we first started enlisting people, I never saw any of the Chinese soldiers coming forth. So I assumed that they were not coming because I could not see them. They were actually doing battles along with us, but they were only coming to the battles when they could win 100%. Okay, so they never did anything that would be catastrophic for them. So they were there, although I couldn't, physically see them because they were so far out doing what they're doing, and they would only come in off and on when we needed extra help. So for about 2 years, I didn't see them, and then after that, they were there. They shelled themselves. So back to you.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I know a couple years ago, a lot of the enlistment calls, you would say, like, they weren't enlisted, or they weren't part, or you just didn't see them, or whatever was going on. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm not really sure, and I'm really glad that they are, because that's a very populous country, and I'm super relieved to have the support. And it seems like it kind of took a lot of the pressure off of the other soldiers or the enlisted people who are part of the time traveling soldiers, the freedom fighters. So it's been kind of a relief to have them and the energy of the Chinese fighting. Okay, so I guess we'll move on. And someone had a question about the Earth grid cording. And they were wondering that, I guess they were listening to an archive, and they said, "Hi, Ron, in an archive, you said to run the Earth grid clearing for 500 to 1,000 hours. How do you set up the timers to do this, as it is a whole lifetime clearing?"
You put your age in for that amount of time. So you'd be that old. Instead of putting like 30 years of age, mm-hmm. then you put in that amount of time
like
where the age would go. So 500, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking also, if you select, like, I know, I'm not sure about this one, but a lot of the whole lifetime clearings, like, you can run them with putting your age in. And then if you scroll down a little bit, there's an option to put in different times. Like, it says enter hours, or enter, you know, today, or, you know, whatever. So you could always, like, just put in, like, a really big number, I guess, and do it that way.
Yes.
Okay. So hopefully that answers the question. Okay. So we have a nice testimonial here. And they wrote about, I hope they're listening. This is a Wednesday question, so hopefully they're still listening to this today's show. And they wrote that Ron did a really helpful clearing on the hoses and poisons Thursday on the decloning call. My legs are much better. My ankles are better, not great. I need new arches. Ron said he cannot fix the arches. They are really flat. I am so thankful for his work that night. I wish I could have been on the call Sunday yesterday. I am sure it would have helped. It would be great if he could do a single call just for hoses. It is invisible. I wish we had had that earlier. Things work in layers, perhaps. I'm not sure how that works with the hoses, kind of like the pins.
I'll probably be doing that again this coming Sunday. We devoted the basic whole time on the Sunday call for that. So I would say yes. If you want to get on that call, devoted to that energy, we'll be doing that this Sunday also.
Okay, great. All right. So thank you so much for letting us know, and I'm really glad to hear this testimonial about the Thursday decloning call. This person, it's kind of a long email, so I'll just kind of go over a few things here. They're still kind of having some problems with people in their apartment building smoking cigarettes, and they're trying to keep out the smoke. They're working on moving, hopefully, and I don't know if anybody has any suggestions for what to do when you live in an apartment building. A lot of the times, even though I don't live in one myself and my neighbors are annoying me or whatever, I put up the environmental imbalance timeline crash. And sometimes that is really helpful with sort of getting everything to go back to being a little bit more peaceful. So I don't know if anybody out there has any suggestions for this listener, what to do about kind of problems in your home when you're not in control of, like, the other people that are around you. So hopefully we might get some suggestions. I don't know if you have any suggestions for that, Ron.
Nope.
Other than move, which...
Other than move, that's,
yeah.
that might be it, you know.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I've been in that situation, and in the end, that's what I ended up doing, was moving. So, unfortunately, sometimes that's hard for people to do. But I don't know, can we suggest anything that might help facilitate an opening for a potential new living space? Other, like, I'm thinking self-empowerment. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that, Ron?
Yeah, I'd say self-empowerment would be where you probably want to start at. And you definitely want to get off of the grid line that you're on. Because where you are is connected to maybe people that are smoking. So you want to get off of that grid line.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Because the grid lines are the energetic cordings that connect us to where we are physically on the earth. So
yes, and you're also connected to the timelines of smokers.
Oh, good point. Entities.
How did you do that?
whole lifetime entity clearing.
Yeah, that could work.
It's really interesting when you do that clearing. I feel like it makes you so completely repulsed by anything having to do with drugs, cigarettes, foods that are bad for you. It's really interesting, all of these entities that want you to have these things are suddenly not there anymore, and you feel very like, oh, that person's smoking. You like cross the street, or it's like you're very aware of staying away from all of these things that before may or may not have been temptations in your life. So for some reason, these people that like to smoke are hanging around you, which is unfortunate. So I don't know if anybody else out there has thoughts on that, entity space clearing, self-empowerment, how to deal with any of these types of situations, or maybe you've had a similar situation and you'd like to write in about that, grid lines, ley lines. I know those are all really powerful and self-empowering clearings. So maybe we'll get some suggestions from our listening audience. Okay, so the next question is about the natal barcode clearing. And this person is asking, how do you know what the number equivalent is for each letter of your name?
I don't know if that matters, does it?
For a natal barcode?
Yeah, you just put your name in. That will clear it for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really clear on what that... I mean, I'm reading the copy here about the clearing, and it says, this special lightship natal barcode removal disconnects the alien dark side energetic controlling transmissions relating to the names, date of birth, and time and place of birth from you in this lifetime. This includes many unseen and unknown influences affecting your life. So, I don't know. If you're trying to clear numbers related to your name, I would think that...
I don't even know why that would be necessary.
Yeah.
You just want to clear the letters.
Right. And then, you know, you can clear your birth name, your nickname, your married name, other names, your date of birth. This is a really comprehensive healing. Okay, so we are getting back to emails here. Oh, somebody said an ozone generator works well to eliminate odors. As well as I was also thinking of an air purifier. And I forgot to mention that. So thank you so much for letting us know. Okay, and let's see here.
I think I'll do a clearing here for, this is on the website. It's the alien blood barcode.
Okay.
So this might prevent you from getting a lot of oxygen into your blood. But here we go. This will be just a sample. Everybody kind of maybe take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. And here we go. And this is the alien blood barcode. So I'll count to 20 to help you out with that energy to get rid of the codes in there that shouldn't be there, the barcodes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay. Doesn't feel too bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That's better. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, thanks. So that sample clearing Ron just did was, I believe, the alien blood clearing?
The blood barcode, yes.
Blood barcode, sorry. Thank you. Okay, so anybody feeling the results of that? Have any body reactions? Have any possible feeling maybe a little bit lighter? Will hopefully hear back from some people and check in a few minutes. Just email us again at clsquestions@yahoo.com or via the chat links on our bbsradio.com homepage, as well as creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website. And that's where we find all of the healings that we've been talking about on the show so far. And I have a question here, Ron, about the Ascension 2012 barcode clearing. So this listener wrote in saying the default setting is need help now. In addition, this page has many alien races to choose from. They ran it as a default and then reran it with an unknown alien race. And they're asking, is it suggested to go through each alien race? This clearing was extremely heavy.
Typically not. Some people know different races. So if you know about them, they're probably hooked up to you. Because knowing about them gives them that permission with their free choice, free will, because you want to find out more about them. So I would say do the ones that you have heard about or maybe check into. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, I don't know. That can be a little bit overwhelming for people. I would say if you don't particularly know about them, I wouldn't spend too much time on it. Maybe just like clear the ones that you've heard of in the movies or whatever, in the media, and then just leave it at that. Don't dig too deeply, I guess. You don't want to get tangled up with those alien energies. And I know like the reason why Ron offers that is because people have requested a lot of these clearings because they've had experiences with this type of thing. So unfortunately, they're there because people, you know, need them to be. But that doesn't apply to everybody, and everybody has different energies, different experiences, different lives. So it all depends on what your personal experience is. I wouldn't freak out about needing to clear every single alien. But if you did feel it was heavy, maybe go back and take a look and clear a couple and see how you feel after that. And then if you feel good, then stop. And if you don't, just keep going. So it's a good idea always to do the spirit infusion option on the clearings if they have one, and take a little bit of a break between healings because your body sometimes needs time to catch up depending on the densities or blockages that were possibly cleared that day. Okay. So, someone said they have a response from a YouTube Creation Lightship Clearing, and Ron does have a YouTube channel, and there are a couple of, actually quite a few sample clearings that you can do on there, and they are all full strength clearings. So this listener wrote in and said, "Hello, Ron. I came across your YouTube clearing for the shadow body this morning. Wanted to take a moment to tell you that I did indeed have some body movement. I believe what you said was that this movement was a release of this shadow body or stuck energy. I would like to get rid of any other shadow bodies I may have. Are shadow bodies the same as entities?"
No, they could feel the same, but it is a different life form. So entities are from other people. The shadow body is one that's boy, it's hard to describe it, okay? Because the shadow body could be a copy of you coming into you from the future or the past. And it can look just like you. So it could be a replica of you coming into you, or it could be something else. But an entity, as the way we talk about them, with another energy from someone else, an emotional body, someone who's not living. So back to you.
Okay, and the shadow body, there isn't like a whole lifetime shadow body clearing. Would there be a way for them to get rid of any more potential shadow bodies that they have?
Yeah, you just keep clearing them. You may want to do that clearing more often, maybe once
Like
or
once
twice
a
a week.
day or.
Yeah, you just keep doing it. You don't know what's going to, pop into you.
Yeah, that's always fun. You never know. But yeah, actually, the YouTube is a great resource, and it's a great place to find many wonderful clearings. One of my personal favorites is on Ron Amatron's channel. It's the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth, and I do that one a lot. Anytime I'm in a public place, a cafe, a doctor's office, a veterinarian's office, any type of place where there's potential alien gatherings, and sometimes when I'm driving and I see weird clouds, I do the alien clearing via, YouTube on my tablet or my phone. So it's a valuable resource, and I hope that the Shadow Body listener, I'm really glad they wrote in and had some luck with that, and hopefully they can do it a couple more times and fill us in the future. It's always good to hear back from people and kind of keep the dialogue going every Monday about how everyone's doing and how, what kind of progress they're making. So we totally appreciate that. And it's nice when people follow up with us and let us know that they did this and this was the result, because it, I think, helps the other listeners too to understand how the clearings work and that they actually do work. And so we really appreciate that. Okay, so someone has a family imprinting question, Ron, and they're asking, hi, Creation Lightship, can Ron speak a little about the family imprinting clearing? Is it more related to the inherited DNA from parents or any external cording from family members done during this lifetime?
It's actually both.
Okay.
So that's, I guess, the simplest answer. It's both of those.
Yeah, and that's a little bit different than, say, like the soul family.
Yes, it is different than the soul family. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's when I was searching for it, those two clearings came up, and yeah, the family imprinting that probably relates to your immediate family, as well as courting or attachments or, you know, I don't know, emotions that family members make you feel during this lifetime. Like, I don't know, when you're born, maybe your parents didn't really want to have you. So there's all of that. That would be an external courting, something that is put onto you that wasn't self-generated and needs to be taken off, or DNA, obviously, that's kind of code or barcode that's inherited before you're even born or conceived. So I was actually thinking about that the other day, Ron, this whole concept of, like, DNA from your mother, DNA from your father, or, you know, DNA, and it's kind of like you're not really either one of those people. You're your own person, but yet you still have these shared characteristics. So I don't know, like, what's the best way to go about clearing that? Because you're essentially, like, your own new person. You shouldn't be responsible for all of their stuff. Do you know what I mean? But it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the family members would reinforce that for you.
Yeah, right. Unfortunately, instead of making you clear and peaceful, they take out all their frustrations on you and make your life miserable.
Yeah, that could
be. I don't
be.
Know.
Never know.
Yeah, sad that it has to work that way. It doesn't have to be that way, but yet it does. So hopefully that answers that question, and I wonder if anybody out there has done that, and if they came from a particularly, we'll use the word, difficult family, what kind of clearings they did, and if any of the family imprinting or cordings helped. I like to use the auric field protection clearing, too, a lot of the times, not just for family, but if you have coworkers or people that say they're going to pray for you or whatever, I don't know. You can kind of use that to sort of move yourself away from their energy and help them be more heart-centered and contained and peaceful. Okay.
That would be good.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, I said that would be good. We'll see if we get any testimonials from what we did yesterday on the call with the, alien hardware and hoses and things. So we'll just see if somebody could write in.
Yeah, we did get one testimonial, but it would be nice to hear from a couple other people if anybody was on that call and would like to share. That's a really cool, really cool call. So let's see. Okay, so someone said they did the Friday call, the entities call, and they had amazing results and feel much freer.
Great. Freer is good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Somebody said that regarding the alien blood barcode sample that you just did, Ron, on the show a couple minutes ago, someone wrote in and said, yes, I feel much lighter. Is it possible that there are more codes? I'll keep running this. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, because that was just strictly a fast one to do. Yeah, there definitely could be more.
Okay, so good to know. And unfortunately, in my experience, and I'm sure a lot of other members of our listening audience, there are always more. Just the way things go, it's like peeling an onion. And I, you know, if you've been to the expos recently and you've seen and observed the people who have been doing these clearings for years, they look amazing, they look really young. They are in such a great mood. They feel free. They feel lighter. They look like different people. They look alive. So a lot of that really shows when people are putting in the time to make sure that their stuff gets cleared out. Okay, so somebody else had a spirit question, and they said, Ron, you used to talk a lot about us talking to our spirits. I have talked to my spirit, and it said for me to do the judgment body clearing next. I have a question. My spirit talks to me in words, but that doesn't make sense. You sometimes say the spirit doesn't have a vocabulary. It's in my body and knows how to speak through living.
Yeah, that is correct. So that's,
okay.
That's one that some people could get words, some people may just get pictures, some people may not get anything until they go to a location or someplace, and all of a sudden you get information from somebody else as your spirit's trying to figure out a way to connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
So typically if it is using a vocabulary, it must be tapping into maybe your emotions. And maybe somehow the mental body a little bit. It's hard to describe or explain how that works. So,
yeah, it's almost like, I don't know if it's just kind of like an intuitive thing where you just sort of feel it in your body and you're like, oh, I have to do this. It's like kind of like, well, how do you know you have to go to the bathroom, or how do you know you have to sneeze? You just kind of do it. You know what I mean? It's more like a something your body just does, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's kind of all automatic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we did get a couple of testimonials from the Sunday call comments, the call, and one listener wrote in saying, hi, Ron, my skin is not so puffy. I feel so much better. I took a shower halfway into the call and could feel the gunk washing off my skin. I am around 90% cleared, and they're very grateful.
Yeah, that's great.
Wonderful. Really nice description, too. and then... additionally, someone wrote in about the conference call yesterday that starting with the brain, I saw a bunch of worms leaving my head. The image was kind of funny, but not. Oh, that's
oh dear.
Really cool. Yeah, oh dear.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, for people to see things, yeah, and you know
yeah.
that they're there when you feel them late.
Yikes. Yeah, that's always a fun one when you see weird and strange things like that leaving your body, but then afterwards you generally feel really good. So what we are talking about is yesterday was one of the six-hour healing intensives, and Ron does these every month. Usually it's a series of three calls on a Sunday, and usually the first one is previewed by a Ascension preparation call. And you can find out more about that at creationlightship.com. We should also mention, I guess this is coming up rather quickly, Ron is doing another expo, and he'll be at the New Living Expo on April 27th, the 28th, and the 29th in San Mateo, which is California, right outside of San Francisco. So I think he's also doing some workshops and lectures on Saturday and Sunday, including alien technology, abductions, implants, and cloning, and then Sunday, skillfully navigating the timeline matrix. So both sound really informative and awesome. I wish I could go. So hopefully if you're on the West Coast, you can check that out. And it's the New Living Expo, again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 27th through the 29th. So make sure if you're in that area, you can go check out Creation Lightship Healing in person. And I'm sure we'll mention that again. You can also check in the upcoming events section of creationlightship.com. Yeah, that's brain worms. I'm wondering if this person's planning on getting on the brain call. On when's that coming up?
That's what's coming Saturday.
That's what's coming on Saturday. Yeah, I wonder if that would be helpful.
I'll be sending out the logins for that. For the phone line. It'll probably be maybe Thursday, Friday.
Okay, Thursday, Friday. Look for that if you're signed up for that call. Sounds awesome. So somebody's asking, how do I clear the money death barcode?
I don't know. That's kind of a created one.
Yeah.
You could have that possibly, but I won't say that's for all people, So you just can't kind of run amok and think you have a barcode for this, that, or the other, because you may not have something. You don't want to, create something that you don't have, and then they'll definitely oblige you and give you something,
Right, right, yeah. I mean, there's the alien death barcode. I don't know specifically if that relates to money. So you could always clear that.
Just back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see what else we have there.
All right. So let's see. Okay, so there's a couple of sample commands we've been talking about recently. And they are, you can say, I guess any of these things, like, I command my spirit to be in my body and stay in my body all night while I sleep. I command my spirit to connect to the mind of the body for a restful, uninterrupted sleep. I command my body, chakras, aura, spirit, and this home to all be real on the Creation Lightship New Earth. And I command to stay connected to the light beings doing my healings on the computer, and that the healings are integrated into my body.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all of that would actually...
What's that, Ron?
Yeah, not everything will work the way you think it will by doing a command to your spirit. So just do what you can do and see if your spirit is able to, you know, help you out with that.
Yeah. And a lot of the people that we know, they do run clearings at night. So that's already doing a great service for your body. Ron, would you like to do a sample clearing?
Sure. What do you have there? What do you think?
Well, I was thinking maybe something for like joints, like neck or wrists or something.
Okay. So think of what area you want. So here we go. And see if we can get away, take some tension away, maybe from muscles. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, that's if that's helping you. So, back to you.
Okay, that's awesome. Wow, thank you. Feeling a lot lighter. And, Ron, do you feel like doing another one? I was wondering maybe if you could do, like, clear maybe one timeline of trauma from, say, an accident.
Okay. So, here we go. In fact, I'm going to do that a little differently. So this will be when your mother and maybe, you know, your father or just your mother find out that she's pregnant with you and that was an accident. So here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, man, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Pretty heavy. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that was heavy. That's really cool, though, Ron. That's really cool that you did that. I was thinking more of like you fell or you had a fender bender or something of that sort. You know, maybe you had an old injury related to a fall where you sprained your wrist. I wasn't even thinking about that in terms of an accident, but yeah, that is probably the heaviest of all. And I think a lot of us, a lot of the times, wonder why we were even here. And your parents are never going to admit to you probably that you were drunk in accidents. So. always fun. It's pretty amazing that can happen, but it can, unbelievably so.
So, I guess if you feel like a little green behind the gills now, you may want to do a trauma clearing, go online and do a whole lifetime trauma clearing or something, you know. Anyway. So, Elizabeth, looks like we're getting close to the end here. Another I guess we are getting close here. I got 50 after here.
Yeah, we are. Unbelievably, we have made it almost to the end of the show. I do have a couple more testimonials, and I'll just read those before we wrap up here. Regarding the Sunday call, somebody wrote in and said, I felt the energies working through my body yesterday with the removal of hardware and poisons. I found it interesting that for a minute I felt cold in each area you were clearing. Actually, it was nice. It was 80 degrees, so the cold felt good. Have always felt heat, never cold, so was surprised. I do feel so much better with the energy I have. It seems to have doubled. Really felt the clearing strong in my eyes and on my face. I'm doing great. Thank you so much, as always.
Good.
That's awesome. And after that tension clearing that you just did for, the joints, we did that about, 5-6 minutes ago. Someone said they're feeling much lighter after that tension clearing. Moved a lot of energy for me. Thanks.
Okay, awesome. So I guess do the mind at heart drop, huh?
Sounds good.
Okay, so you need to command your spirit out loud. So here we go. You just repeat after me. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, so I'll say thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scene. And again, thank you, everybody out there, and especially the ones that have sent the testimonials in, because they're very nice. We'll see you later, everyone. Blessings.